friends at Smile, this is Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in the higher education sector. I'm your host, Nathan Monk, co-founder at Smile. I'm joined by Matt Lees. Now, our usual collaborator, Kyle, is not going to be joining us this week, unfortunately. But Matt, what are we going to be talking about this week?
So, we've got a slightly different one this week, an article that you found, Nathan, Marketing Week, around personalization. And the title of that article was Forget Personalization, It's Impossible and It Doesn't Work.
Bit negative, but okay. Yeah. I understand the place of frustration that comes from, though. I thought this would be an interesting one because you and I have been working on personalization in university websites and marketing campaigns for a long, long time now. I understand that sentiment. I'm not sure I 100% agree with it, but I understand it.
No, I think I'm the same. I wonder whether before we get into some of the detail of that, whether it's worth touching on what personalization means to us and some of the examples that we've worked on over the years.
Yeah, I mean, it's massive. That's part of the problem, I think, is that personalization is so huge as a topic, and it's very buzzwordy. For me, whenever I hear about personalization, I immediately go to super granular detail, like, oh, they're going to know everything about me. They'll know my childhood. They'll know all my likes and interests. And I don't think that's always what personalization is or needs to be. I think there are some examples of that. There's the uber scary stuff, Google, that seems to know everything about you, from tracking every search term and all of your Google account data. So yeah, sure, there is that. Then there's stuff like Netflix. Netflix knows the sorts of TV shows that you like and films that you like based on historical data. And I don't know, there's part of me that thinks, maybe that's not that intelligent. There's real basic stuff like you fill out a form and it says, hello, Matt. You know, it knows you by name. It's just actually just parroting something that you've spoken at it. And we've used a number of these different techniques right before. We've done everything from personalized videos where we take student data and put it into stuff. We've seen in recent memory, we've seen real commercial versions of that. Amazon Prime Video. They now put personalized adverts into billboards in the TV shows that you watch. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
But what are the other types of personalization we've done? We've certainly done form personalization, stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I think the example that stands out to me is Netflix, and the way that it personalizes is based on relevancy. You like X, you've watched X, so we think you'll be interested in Y. And we take a similar approach in some of our prospectus work that we've done, which is more about relevancy of content, less about personalization. They can kind of, they cross over and they can mean the same thing, but it's all about making content relevant to the end user.
Which isn't that difficult, is it? I think this is the thing, is that everybody thinks about personalization and they're like, oh, it's big tech, it's all these things. And actually, it's just about putting the right content in front of somebody at the right moment. Now, sure, technology can do that stuff, but you can kind of just create experiences by putting two pieces of content side by side. You know, you could argue that newspapers, a traditional print format, have been doing this for decades just by putting relevant ads next to relevant stories, for example. Yes. It's not groundbreaking, but the problem is I think you can do such clever stuff with personalization. And a really, really, really cool example from recent memory is Delta Airlines. So Delta Airlines are doing, somewhat dystopian experiment at the moment, where when you check into your flight, it knows, and it knows who you are, and it tracks you and your face, so that when you look at a screen, what are they called? Boarding screen, boarding yeah. gate, whatever they're called. Yeah. When it looks at that, it changes it and it's like, hello, Matt. And it like gives you your flight details and only your flight details.
And I think I remember reading this article, only you can see that, right?
Yes.
Like at different angles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's some crazy stuff. It sounds like a data protection nightmare as well.
But it's so cool. And that's kind of like the vision and the promise of personalization. And I think that that's the problem is when people hear personalization, they're like, oh, that's the bar. That's yeah. the bar that we've got to hit, right? And the problem is that these companies are huge. They've got a lot of money to spend on these sorts of experimentation. Mm. And the higher education scene, does it have the budgets to pull that thing off?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're competing against social networks like LinkedIn and TikTok and their algorithms and how that serves content to users, yeah, universities don't quite have the same budgets, do they?
You're not, and that's, you know, that's not even just budgets, right? That's time. I mean, how many years have these social networks yeah. been experimenting, developing, researching these algorithms? There's a reason TikTok sells its algorithm. It's yeah. because it knows it's put so much work in that it is impossible for you to catch up. It's impossible to get close. And so there's a real danger that when we talk to write off personalization because it's almost so unobtainable to get to that level.
Yeah, so it's about understanding the level that you're operating at and using the tools that are out there to power you at that level.
100%. And so, you know, you talked about like our prospectus thing that we've been working on recently, prospectus.plus. And in that, the personalization is not quite as soft as the relevancy of content. We've done that in other stuff in the past, but it's also not like TikTok intelligent, right? Mm. But it simply asks you a number of questions about your interests, about the courses, the subject areas that you want to do, and then it automatically creates a short list of courses that it thinks you will be interested in. Don't get me wrong, it's, you know, it isn't like some sort of supercomputer AI thing yeah. that's going on. But is it valuable? Yeah, totally, because it's getting students yeah. to the information that they want to a lot quicker. Is it obtainable by universities and HE budgets? Yeah, totally. It's pretty easy to put together. So I think the article in Marketing Week, I understand it. I understand that somebody's probably come to this dude and been like, hey, I want the Google algorithm for 20 grand, please. And he's kind of gone, yeah, it's just not going to happen. And it's a really interesting article. There's more to it than that. I'm definitely being a bit reductionist. But like you said, Matt, don't give up on personalization because yeah. of that.
Yeah,
100%. We did some really cool stuff. We did some really cool stuff years ago when we were doing personalized videos for University of Birmingham, you know, and in it understood who the student was. In the video, there was somebody sending a text message and it sent them the text message at yeah. that moment in the video to the person. It was yeah. so cool. And that was years ago. This tech is just lying around dormant, ready to be tinkered with.
And it's hard work, but the payoff is worth it because the experience for your end users is unparalleled.
It is hard though, isn't it? I think that's that kind of uphill effort. It's yeah. like, do you want that learning curve and stuff, or you've got to partner with somebody that does get it, and then they've got to understand your vision and stuff. There's a lot of variables, I guess, to go wrong in something like that. But I I'm with you. Like, I personally think it's worth it. And we're perhaps not the best audience, because when we see that Delta thing, we're like, oh, that's so cool. I don't know what our audience necessarily think of something like that. Definitely this summer will be like, whoa, they're super scary. I don't want to go anywhere near that. But I don't know. Don't write personalization off. I think there's a lot going for it. It's an interesting article, but also it shouldn't be like, I don't think it should be your primary focus. Like, you've got to get your foundations right first, and it's only then that you can really build and capitalize with personalization, I would say.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was a fun trip, that one, Matt. Thank you very much. Thank you, as always, to all of our wonderful, wonderful subscribers. If you've enjoyed today's chat, please do drop us a like. And if you have got any comments on personalization, how scary you think it might be, or have you had any experiences with successful or failed experiments in personalization, we'd love to hear. Drop us a comment below. But for now, see you next time.